SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In a case of what might be called friendly fire, the U.S. military used a laser to shoot down a Customs and Border Protection drone. In response, the FAA closed more airspace near El Paso, Texas yesterday. No commercial flights affected this time. It was just over 2 weeks ago. The FAA shut down the El Paso airport and surrounding area after deployment of an anti-drone laser at that time. Former President Clinton testifies today in the congressional Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Yesterday, Hillary Clinton answered the committee's queries.
I have just finished testifying. I answered every one of their questions as fully as I could, based on what I knew. And what I knew is what I said in my statement.
She says she told lawmakers she has no information on Epstein's crimes and doesn't recall having met him. One conservative leader says that Americans need to see and feel the impact of President Trump's economic policies.
Family Research Council President Tony Perkins says economic progress has to become tangible before the midterm elections in order for the president's policies to have the desired impact.
I do think that when you look at the numbers, it is trending in the right direction. We see the inflation under control. We do see the economic growth, but it's not being felt yet.
Recent polls show the president with a negative approval rating for his handling of the economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
No deal following the third round of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks. Iran vows to keep on enriching uranium. Oman's foreign minister, who mediated yesterday's talks in Geneva, says there has been significant progress. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, Dow futures down almost 300 points. NASDAQ futures off 102. More on these stories on srnnews.com. A new report on artificial intelligence and faith.
It comes from a joint project of the Barna Group and GLUE, and it indicates that about one-third of adults in this country now believe that spiritual advice from AI is just as good as what they might receive from a pastor. Amongst Gen Z and millennials, the youngest adults, 40% believe this. The numbers are raising concerns in some quarters as the U.S. tries to come to grips with AI, even as the technology is flooding different aspects of our lives. Michael Harrington reporting.
Israel's parliament has given preliminary approval to a bill that would put the country's Orthodox chief rabbi in charge of the entire Western Wall in Jerusalem. This is raising fears among liberal Jews that mixed gender prayer at the site will soon be outlawed. The Western Wall is the holiest site in the world where Jews can pray. Its main plaza is for men only, but the site also has a section far off to the side where men and women can pray together. This is SRN News. Dust-up between a member of the Olympic gold USA hockey team and the White House media team.
U.S. hockey player Brady Tkachuk says a White House TikTok video falsely paints him as insulting Canadians. Tkachuk calls the clip clearly fake. He says the audio and lip movement do not match. The video uses fabricated audio that includes a bleep slur about Canadians. Tkachuk says he would never use that language. He also denies shouting, quote, close the northern border, end quote, during Team USA's phone call with President Donald Trump after Sunday's Olympic gold medal win over Canada. The team has returned from Italy and NHL play has resumed. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Netflix is declining to raise its offer to buy Warner Brothers Discovery's studio and streaming business. It is a surprise move and it effectively puts Paramount in a position to take over its storied Hollywood rival. More details, srnnews.com.